In the last year, arrests of immigrants in the U.S. illegally have spiked in Iowa and the rest of the Midwest, especially among immigrants with no criminal convictions. This follows a presidential campaign in which Donald Trump had a strong message of cracking down on immigrants in the U.S. illegally. That message has continued since President Trump took office in January. And as Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports, anxiety is high in the state's immigrant communities.
One morning on her way to school in Des Moines last month, 15-year-old Estella got a call from her mother. Her father had been arrested while going to work at a construction company.
My dad was walking towards the office when the cars just came in and just like told him to stop and pointed the guns at him.
Estella's father has a criminal conviction for re-entering the United States. Estella was born here. Her parents came to the U.S. fleeing violence in Mexico. We're not using Estella's full name because her mother is also undocumented and fears she could be arrested. The arrests of immigrants with criminal convictions and non-criminal in Iowa and neighboring states are up from last year. Iowa is part of the Federal Immigration Customs Enforcement Region that includes Minnesota, Nebraska, and the Dakotas. Data shows arrests of non-criminal immigrants has increased more than four times for this region compared to the same span of time last year, from 71 to 312. That said, non-criminal arrests in 2009 were twice as high as the current year. After her father's arrest, Estella's family called La Resistencia Iowa, a new legal hotline run by immigration activists. It provides callers with information on the legal system and connects families with community services.
There's always a call to report something or even ask questions about report.
That's Maria Alcivar. She's an activist with the hotline. She says they were getting calls every day in March and April, that they were hearing reports of a new style of what she calls collateral arrests, where ICE targets a specific individual but also arrests more people who happen to be in the vicinity as well.
If you're really going after criminals, rapists, murderers, blah, 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 you will be out in the open and you'll think, hey, this is the guy I'm getting. And we'll all be like clapping for you. And we'll say, yeah, get him out because we don't want them here. But they're not doing what they're saying they're doing. They're going after everyone that is an immigrant.
A spokesman for the regional office would not discuss with IPR how ICE conducts investigations and arrests. But Ben Bergman, an immigration attorney in Des Moines, says the system is set up that anytime an immigrant has an interaction with the courts, it could lead to deportation proceedings.
And that just doesn't mean defendants. It can also mean people that are applying for relief from domestic abuse. People that have a civil dispute, like a landlord-tenant dispute, they can go to court and they can get picked up in court.
Bergman has been practicing immigration law for a decade. He says he and his colleagues in the state are the busiest they've ever been, not just with cases, but with immigrants making sure they have their affairs in order.
You have unsophisticated people that are expected to navigate the most sophisticated legal system we have in the United States.
Bergman says immigrant attorneys are in short supply now in Iowa. Meanwhile, for Estella, her family has an attorney, but we're told her father will likely be deported, leaving her and her three-year-old sister in a single-parent household for the time being.
It's difficult because at any moment it can happen to my mom, too. I had me thinking, what about if I lost both of my parents? And, I would either go and get to live with my aunt, or it's difficult, but... Yeah.
Leaving immigrant communities in Iowa on edge as arrests continue to climb under the new president, who made it a central issue in his campaign. In Des Moines, Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.